This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding the shirk through obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of avoiding the shirk through obedience. Many times we have seen that people perform a hidden shirk, which is known as shirk through obedience. And this means that when one obeys other than Allah and disobeys Allah, one falls into the shirk or polytheism through obedience. Therefore, it is necessary to be careful that in all matters of our life, we just obey one entity, and that is Allah Almighty. We just pay our obedience. We are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we avoid disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is necessary that when a person is living a general life and he is communicating with the people, when he is socializing with the friends, with the family, with the workmate, college mates, the friends that he has, they must see that whatever we are doing, is it in accordance to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And if it is not, then we must avoid it, because it is a kind of hidden shirk. It is a kind of hidden polytheism that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a simple example is that when there is adhan and when there is a call for prayer, we have time to pray. We are not doing anything else. We are in the state of purification. We have time maybe at the house, but still we delay praying on time. Now this delaying is kind of, we can say, obeying Satan or ourselves, my own peace, that I'm thinking that this is peaceful in my eyes. Rather, it is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I must avoid such disobedience. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of avoiding the shirk through obedience. Now, amongst the hidden shirks or the polytheism, one of the things is to perform polytheism through obedience. It means that whenever we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we obey others, whether it's a person or a thing, or maybe it's my own thoughts, then I am avoiding the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this becomes a hidden shirk. There are many things that happen in our life. And if we look at our life, the life that we are spending, people around us, especially the youth, obviously we see that there are different gatherings. Our colleagues or maybe classmates or workmates, they go to the parties. There are different kinds of, invitations. And if there is anything that is against the Islamic teachings, I must avoid it. I must avoid it. Why? Because if I go there, I'm disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a shirk. It becomes a polytheism. And therefore, I must avoid it. There are many things. There are many people who generally ask, they say that, Maulana, tell us what to do, because I'm working at a specific place. There are in the weekends, they have parties. I avoid, but sometimes I have to go there. There are such things that are served, which is haram. The only answer is, look, if that is allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go. If Allah has said no, then you should not go. No matter what they think about you. Because when we are not going there, obviously, yes, they might think bad about us. But Have we thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we go to such place so that people will praise us, so that people will accept us? On the other hand, if Allah refuses us on the day of judgment when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He refuses to accept us, what's going to happen? Therefore, be careful and avoid the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.